I'm trying to do this.
Yes, y'all in to the camp below.
On it, some try to do this.
Yes, y'all in to the camp below.
I get Crystal Carrington, Ice Rock, Gritty, Carlito influence, he flashes. Acapulco homicide scene, second to catch it. First to feel it when I kill it in the hall. Put my orchestra, orchestrating the plan. It's the caramella, Cinderella, hold a fella tight. Make the octopusy doodle wop. Toothy for the night, she call me Vaughn. First name, Chiba, center team, divas in my center sex. Hit the intersect, it's the kid, but she make me wanna holler, pass a dollar with. Last sookie, sookie for the nookie, meditating on the ass. Doctor feel good, but it feel good when I splash. Get me high, make me eat the pumpkin pie, sea world.
We gon' navigate the underworld, blaming up Metropolis. High your oxidus, said the 80. Five, I dig my steed, German towards Kahlua. Knew I shouldn't have ran it through, and now she play my shadow. Elliot Nefigo. We can take her to the Lugas, Chiba, make him unfold. Till my skimmer smile gold. Meditate on this one. Jacob freezing with the flame, I put the blame on Chub Chub. Generating low lives. EG Sway, Jay La V.
Shook it off, now start this A1 Bogart. Cocka cocka convince her and bulletproof heart. The swift ice burglars on clips don't slip. They shift the diamonds, we suck them a crew of lucky stiffs. It's how
on
we
it,
do.
On it, some try to do this. Yes, y'all in to the camp below.
On it, some try to do this.
Yes, y'all in to the camp below.
Above the aqua blue, hovercraft, teleport my lubricant. Golden axe, use the drunken monk. Uno delegate, margarita drink. Glare a cannon out my trench. Welcome back to theory. Sunny Chiba, our glory.
I freaks my quarter blood techniques in. Delphine, a pimp for his double mint.
Fuck that.
Dig this game genie, pouring me you needy in her butt. It's sustain the ding while I free fall. Hop in, satin, not jiving. Hijacking trains like
everybody gets some.
It's like that. Ho hack, elephants pink up. Let the Wino Jones in. Fun if I hiccup.
Detecting heat, singing signals. Got my henchmen on Malium. Convincing cashmere, running cat scans on sequence. Then we Shalimar. Assassinate the seminar. Samurai the symphony. Hit the vault, flee the globe. Dynamo De Niro. Crusade Chini Casino. Chiba ride the rhino. Royal rubies and Reno. Venezuela electric. Twisting trees, Tahiti. 40 D's in terror. This era belongs to Sweden.
Crazy. Zelica because Angelica is telling her. Cat Saratoga Fahrenheit is flat. Fuck the dike. And then here for this cash. Me and Sway shit, bruh. Microwaving your ass and melting in your mouth like.
On it, some try to do this. Yes, y'all in to the camp below.
On it, some try to do this.
Yes, y'all in to the camp below.
On it, some try to do this.
Yes, y'all in to the camp below.
On it, some try to do this.
Yes, y'all in to the camp below.
Yeah, yeah,
below.
Sunny Chiba,
delegates,
Joe Chink, EG Sway,
delegates,
Connection,
the lower.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Reckless in the building, coming at you with another episode of the Reckless Effect Podcast. Man, this week has been really weird, but it's okay, because we here in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Thank you so much for tuning in, thank you for just continuing to share the podcast and helping me get out there, helping me get my voice out there. All of your feedback, love, and appreciate. You have no idea. This is amazing. But anyway, so it's Saturday, so you know what that means. We are continuing on our list of the top 100 hip hop albums. All right. So just to give you a quick recap, last week's list went from 60 to 51, and it was at 60, Dead Prez, Let's Get Free, Ghostface Killah, Iron Man came in at 59, Public Enemy, Fear of a Black Planet was 58, 57 was Notorious B.I.G.'s Life After Death, shout out to Notorious B.I.G., it was his birthday a couple days ago, 56 was Outkast, ATLiens, 55 was Dr. Dre's 2001, 54... Outkast, Southern Playalistic, Cadillac Music. 53, Nas, It Was Written. 52 was Mos Def, Black on Both Sides. And 51 was Mad Villain, Mad Villainy. And that album is actually celebrating its 15-year anniversary, so that's sick. All right, so let's kick off this list for this week, from 50 to 41. All right, he's from L.A. And on this album, he partnered with the legendary producer Knife Wonder to create this incredible album. This is actually their second one together. Living Legends member Murs dropped this classic album, Murray's Revenge, a time where most albums coming out were all about bitches, money, and heavy profanity. And it's a nice change when an album doesn't use a single slur or cuss word to get its point across. The album is absolute pure gold. With Knife Wonder producing every track, you get unstoppable rhythms and incredible rhymes. He speaks on topics like racial identity with dark-skinned white girls, a nice fade, the barbershop, and fidelity, love and affection. Similar to the Kanye-hyped Lupe fiasco, Murs is an artist whose appeal is grounded in his honesty and about not being a gangster, even though he grew up around some. He calls out fake thugs, not with accusations of hip-hop treason or murderous threats, but a challenge to a gentlemanly fistfight. Describes South Central as not all that bad, doesn't have a chain because his mom would have killed him, and boasts about his prowess like a modern-day Positive K. Look that up if you guys don't know. He's even tempered some of the misogyny that made bits of 316, the album prior, non-mom friendly, though he's not yet to common levels of millennial man gender equity. I don't know, but with the kind of production from Knife Wonder that seems to improve when removed from the comforts of Little Brother, which, by the way, they are coming back with an album, but Knife won't be a part of it, so it's kind of a downer. Murray's Revenge is one of the best gang unrelated and Dre unaffiliated records to come from the West Coast since 316, but that was at that time. So to kick it off, I feel like I'd want to get into something a little bit more of a, I was going to go with something super chill off the album, but my original song that I wanted to play, as uplifting as it is, I felt like I'd rather go with something that is still uplifting, but still like something more beautiful and something more honest. So I want you guys to check this out. This is Love and Appreciate.
I was lost, confused, caught up in my feelings when I first started finding other women appealing, thinking that the grass was greener on the other side. I panicked, settling down so young, wasn't how I planned it, man. It seemed like yesterday we was all about each other. Never in a million years would I need another lover, but you got too familiar, not like I didn't feel you, but saying something new when we make love, would it kill you? Nah, baby girl, that's not an excuse, cause I probably could have put that gym membership to use. I put on the weight, you put on the brakes, now we both sit around with that look on our face. You wonder who I'm seeing and I wonder who you seeing, but we too afraid to ask cause we both got our demons. The reason we should try to keep this thing together cause we stood by each other through all types of weather. Granted, done stop. And the love that we standing on is solid as a rock. Not for nothing, but a couple months back when we fought, I couldn't live with myself thinking that you were lost. But now we found common ground. The crib found empty, never having you around. Now we getting down and the sex is full throttle. Chilling on the couch watching Next Top Model, huh? Don't wanna be nowhere else. It was time for me to put that pimp game on the shelf. You help with the bills and I help with the meals. They say that I'm whoop, but it's cool, I know the deal. I found a real woman that'll stay down for me. Should've never had doubts cause I found you early. While my homeboy search, I have what I need. And I'm glad you agreed.
And that was Love and Appreciate by MERS. I fuck with that joint. It's so heavy. And I feel like it still holds like a place in my heart. Anyway, moving on. Ah, damn, I love that song. I'd play that shit all day if I could. Anyway, so when Pete Rock's long, impressive career comes to an end, many hip-hop fans will look back and honor him with this dope accolade. He produced what is arguably the best track on the best album of all time, The World Is Yours, from Nas's timeless wonder, Illmatic. This is no small feat when considering the impressive list of producers featured on Illmatic, like DJ Premier, Large Professor, LES, and Q-Tip. Of course, a masterpiece such as The World Is Yours wasn't produced by accident. It's the byproduct of a brilliant producer at his best. And put simply, that's what Mecca and the Soul Brother is. Pete Rock released an entire album with longtime partner CL Smooth. And while CL can't touch Nas on the mic, he is a damn good MC in his own right. And together, Pete and CL forged one of the greatest partnerships in hip-hop history. Pete's uncanny ability to mesh soul, jazz, and R&B onto an album is unparalleled, and CL doesn't hamper the production in the least. There's a reason why he's referred to as CL Smooth, and he shows it time and time again on this album. Pete even spits some verses on Mecca. Though he's not the nicest to ever hold a mic, he's not bad either. The fact that there's a standout track on the album speaks volumes about how good that particular track is and just how good the album is. They reminisce over you, Troy. is as memorable as The World Is Yours, both in production and lyrics. Troy is, among other things, a dedication to a deceased friend of both Pete and CL, T-Roy. To call the beat soulful would be a complete understatement, and to call CL's narrative rhymes anything but touching would be the same. Pete Rock's understated genius is subtle, but great on this track. The full horn riffs substitute for any real hook. CL's lyrics place most of the horns on the verses with the softly ooh. Of course, the female vocals in the background, of course. I just wanted you guys to feel that. Return of the Mecca is one of CL's better lyrical performances, and Pete allows him to shine over the verses, which predominantly feature a booming drum and understated bass beat. But it's all tied together by a trademark Pete horn sample on the chorus. Ghettos of the Mind is one of the more explicit, socially conscious on the album. CL's intelligent raps go perfectly with Pete's beat. Finally, the cops come dumb to the slum, pull out a gun and arrest the wrong one, wax all the Puerto Ricans and blacks so they can never relax. Pete Rock and CL Smooth offered something special with this album. Conscious, mournful, playful, joyous, and just straight up head nodding. Mecca is the kind of album you play straight through, whether you're listening to enjoy the idiosyncrasy of every track or just kicking it with the homies and need some music in the background. Over two decades later, this music is still relevant. The sample heavy jazz, R&B, and soul flavor may sound a little dated to some, but I still think it's a breath of fresh air amidst the mass of mediocrity in today's music scene. There's no gimmicks here. It's just two guys who know what they're doing and do it damn well. And to play anything else than this track would just be a slap in the face. So here's They Reminisce Over You.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October, a toast, but my
granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beatings with the girl of trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Still he won't down, you would tear out your hide on your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game, the youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. I recall a man off the family tree, my right hand Papa Doc I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss, but I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real. Reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live because I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect due when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Listen. Just listen to the funky song as I rock on, and that word is born. I'm not playing. Everybody, just pull it. This song is dedicated to the one and only. Never be another. He was my brother. Trouble T-Roy. It's like that, y'all.
All right, how are you feeling that? I know everybody who hears that shit, they go back to a specific time in their life, like when they first heard it. Like, where were you? Where were you when you first heard that? Like, for me, I always go back to the seventh grade. I go back to going into the science class and like daydreaming about going to breakdancing class, because that's the first time that I heard that. And then moving all the desks in the room just so we can make space on the floor, just to groove, just to feel the shit. Going to the cafeteria and just breakdancing with my friends, just learning and growing and vibing. That's where that takes me. It takes me to like a simpler place. It takes me to like a real chill, serene time in my life. Man, growing up sucks, man. All right, moving on. Capital Punishment is the debut studio album released by the great Big Pun. Pun is the best pure rapper to ever grace the mic. I stand by those words. I'm a huge Biggie fan, like hands down. But this dude, insane. When you talk about lyrics, punchlines, metaphors, flow, and mic presence, Hun had it all. His life was just taken away far too soon, though. After spending a couple years jumping on Fat Joe songs and lyrically murdering everybody on any track he rapped over, Hun came out with his first record entitled, I'm Not a Player. No, not Still Not a Player. I'm Not a Player. Still Not a Player is another perfect example of when radio hits used to be dope and tasteful. You'll never hear anything like this on the airwaves again. Stand by it. I mean, you have like joints that you can hear and it's that feel good, but it wasn't Still Not a Player. This is actually the song that really got me into hip hop, and I'll always remember it for that. Like, I've had a lot of other hip hop experiences, you know, like Rakim story, my KRS-One, Tribe Called Quest story, but this was something different. This felt different, you know, especially like mainstream shit. This was different. The music video is fucking hilarious if you guys haven't seen it. I mean, you should. If you haven't, you should. And I was never one to give a shit about visuals. This helped. Another interesting note is that Still Not a Player is one of the few songs where the clean version is actually superior to the explicit version. Big Pun must have even known that because the clean version is the one that appears on Capital Punishment. And not a lot is said about, like, the performance of Joe on the track. Like, he fucking rips it, particularly when he repeats Boricua Morena. As the track nears its conclusion, Big Pun and Fat Joe on the album, they cover Dr. Dre's debut single that was ironically named Deep Cover, and Pun drops some of the sickest lines of his career, particularly, I know what you're thinking, dead in the middle of Little Italy, little did we know that we riddled some middlemen who didn't do diddly. Even though earlier on the album he showed just how incredible of a lyricist he is on the track called Super Lyrical with Black Thought from the legendary Roots Crew, he murders it on this one. And it's hard to go bar for bar with Black Thought and come out superior, because Black Thought is the shit. But that alone proved just how insane he was as a lyricist, or even on Boomerang, where he spit, of course I bury any adversary trying to floss, just because the reason I leave him lost in the sauce. Teeing off like we up north just for being soft, beating horse like a slave getting minimum wage, filling the gauge front page, these are the last days. Cash pays and rules, the root of all evil. Shooting amigos for loot and Perico polluting our people. God damn, we miss you, Pun. Fuck. Enough said. We miss you, Pun. We miss you, Pun. We wish you were here for that. So let's get on the vibe and let's get on Still Not a Player. Because, again, it wouldn't be a list without it. Oh, yeah. Mm.
Don't wanna be. Elevator to the top high. See you later, I'm going. Penthouse suite, penthouse freaks, in-house beach, French couch seats, 10,000 beats, rent out lease, with an option to buy, copping the five of Benz. And when I'm not, whoever in the sky, roll for the lie, with my twincito up in the Benzito, with my Kiko from Queens, nickname Benico. We go back like DAs and wear PJs. Now we reach the peak age, running trains for 3 days. Who wanna ride? It won't cost you a dollar, whether sore for harder. Of course, you're still gonna holler, mama, I'm thick. Hooters, I'm sick. You couldn't measure my for six rulers. Hold up, true lie. I'm all about getting new, but I knock that bull if you out to get through. I don't wanna be playing no more. I'm not a player, I just crush a lot. Punisher, still got what you're looking for. Uptown, baby, uptown. I don't wanna be playing no more. I'm not a player, I just crush a lot. From Butter Buchanan to Black Brand, but last, I don't discriminate. I regulate every shade of that. Long as you show class and pass my test. Fat and breasts, highly intelligent bachelorettes. That's the best, I won't settle for less. I want to get a brunette with unforgettable sex. I lay your head on my chest, I feel my heartbeat. We can part.
tub, popping bubbly, rubbing your spot, love, got to scream and punish me, but it don't stop, watch the pun get wicked, well, I see even who be like, don't stop, get it,
I don't wanna be crazy no more.
Unless it's pawn in the terror
squad. Was still not a player, still not a player. All right, let's keep it going on this list. Ooh, now, we're here on this list where I talk about favorite group of all time with one of the best debut albums of all time. Tribe Called Quest, People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm. Was met with acclaim from professional music critics in the hip-hop community on release and was eventually certified gold in the United States. Its recognition has extended over the years. Over the years, as it's widely regarded as a central album in alternative hip-hop with its unconventional production and lyricism. It is also credited for influencing many artists in both hip-hop and R&B. As part of the Afrocentric and Innovative Native Tongues Collective, which included De La Soul, Jungle Brothers, Queen Latifah, Black Sheep, and others, they created and refined a template for 90s hip-hop that was street astute, worldly, and more inspirational than aspirational. Even without the Native Tongues legacy, Tribe's heritage is not a light one. There's no stretch in saying without A Tribe Called Quest, the biggest rap artists of this year, Drake, Future, Kendrick Lamar, would not exist as they do. Drake would not be Drake without Kanye's 808s and Heartbreak. Kanye would not be Kanye without his Tribe influences. Without Tribe, the Dungeon Family, birthplace of Outkast, Goody Mob, and Future, arguably does not exist. And the improvisational looseness of Kendrick's opus is unthinkable without the innumerable branches of jazz and hip-hop sprouting from Tribe's experimentation, which differed significantly from the cooler jazz sample leanings of Stetsasonic and Gangstar. There's no Mos Def, no J. Cole, no Common, no J. Dilla, no Diggable Planets, no Neptunes, and no Clips as we know them. Tribe is that important. And this album, first ever to receive a perfect 5-mic rating from the Source magazine, is where it all began. Where De La went wide musically, Tribe went deep. Where De La was deep and dense lyrically, Tribe went wide and abstract. That both projects managed to do all they were able to do and remain fun is one of the great wonders of hip-hop's first golden age. Oof. And this, from that album, is hands down one of my favorites, and I'm pretty sure it's one of yours. No, I'm not going to Benita Applebaum. I'm going straight to The Luck of Lucien.
We'll be right back. brother, 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 Lucy, and you're like no other. Listen very close, cause I don't like to boast. Instead, I tell the tale of the French who prevailed through the Mr. Crazy Rabbits who were always on his tail. Rent ain't on sale, your roomie starts to wail. Get caught with stolen goods, then you will go to jail. If you go to jail, then who will pay the bail? To put you back to France on a ship with a sail. Escargo, Lucy, and you eat snails.
Hey, yo, Tim, what's wrong with snails?
From the Zulu Nation, from a town called Paris. Yeah. Came to America to find liberty. Uh-huh. Instead of finding pleasure, all your family's misery. Mm-hmm. But listen, Lucy, and you have a friend in me. Oh, luck will drive your butt batty. Yeah. Next time you fix some wheels, make it a caddy. In terms of doing good, I know you wish you really could. But listen, brother, man, I really think you can. Mm-hmm. Succeed with the breed of the brothers who you back. Yeah. It's the creme de la creme. And you can vouch for that. It'll take a minute, Rice. So take my advice. Trust in us, thus you trust in your life. Lucy and you should know. Are you ready, Lou? This one is for you. Coming from a true blue, fits like a shoe. Come on, start to stare, or come on, tell it, boo. Lucien, I'll leave it up to you.
Voulez-vous, rendez-vous, coucou, les poupous.
Watch that last, gonna backlash fast. Can you get a grip on the crackhead dip? Sold you a paper bag, guess he saw you coming. VCR from a neck bone bumming. $10, brother, he was humming and strumming. Only had 20, you was living like you're slumming. Gave him the money, well, I thought that was something. Looking like a kid who was lost in crumming. Don't worry about a thing, I won't get specific. This is a song that is long and prolific. Think of the stuff that I said if you can. Figure it out, compute, understand. No problemo, I'll help you with your demo. If you go to the store for me. Lucien, I'm just kidding. You should know. Gotta get a grip on the missions you be taking. Not so much the mission, but you got crazy ignition. Sure, the sugar babies wanna give you a chance with the French savoir-faire and the sexy glance. But is she really fly, or is she a guy? I won't ask why, cause I know that you try. You try too hard, is that the answer to the riddle? Instead of doing so much, why don't you do just a little? Boy, what a cat, I guess we shouldn't treat him bad. In fact, it would be nice if we understood him right. A case of positioning the feet in the shoes. Sympathetic reason in the case of the blues. Lucien is blue, even though he's really brown. I had to make the sound, his life is too profound. On the up and up, he's something like a little pup. Young and naive, it's hard to believe. As long as you're strong, you can quest with the questers. Jolly like a jumping bean or a jester. Lucy, and you should know.
And that was Luck Lucien. Fucking love that joint. Like, every time I hear it, ugh. And then I want to immediately go into After Hours. Like, I love this album. I bought the 25-year anniversary the day that it was released on vinyl. Oh, man. It's just, it's something else. All right. So, now that we dive deep into a lot of the mainstream acts, well, except for Murs, he was super indie. But let's go back into indie. Let's take a trip outside of the mainstream and just a little bit and go visit the indies for a minute. Your favorite group that wasn't even a group to start. Murs makes this claim on Protagonist, a lead-off track from his collaboration with fellow indie MC all-star Slug of Atmosphere. Felt 3, a tribute to Rosie Perez. And despite the humility, this is the more indie hip-hop supergroup than mere side project. With Aesop Rock, on production, Felt becomes a triangulation that canvases almost the entirety of U.S. indie rap. in terms of geography and affiliation. Aesop's beats go a long way on this incredible album, giving life to it. Are the lyrics from the two guys on the scene that create amazing and vivid imagery with the rhymes they spit. Rosie Perez shows a good amount of sonic diversity while never straying too far from the sort of chunky drum knocking beats Murs and Slug typically rhyme over. After dropping a tribute to Lisa Bonet, that beautiful Nubian queen, God, I love her. Sorry, I just went on a trip. I love Lisa Bonet. Anyway, where they talk about life and love and simply just having fun and enjoying life. This album dives deep in the minds of those who are feeling lost and alone, a depressive but impressive display of heart and what really goes into the mind of everyday men. Incredible album and a must-have for any fan. What's crazy is that after this album, you start to hear a different type of theme from both of these individuals throughout their solo products. And even though this is their last project that they did together, and I'm praying that they actually do another one, this is amazing. This album is incredible, and all their work since then has been pure gold. So I'm gonna go into Protagonist, because why not?
I want you to work your way out upon that limb as far as you can. If you see anything strange, let me know.
Back, without the punks move, it goes 1-2. What you gonna do when we come through? Hit undo, whatever you must do. Stay fly, get high, and fuck you. Them felt boys are back, them boys are summer. And this time your boy Ace Rock is the drummer. So tell the newcomers to run and get the other two. I heard we sold out, that must have been the other two. Nobody moves, nobody loses blood. Whoever souped you up should take you back to Booster Club. Go ahead, loosen up, a couple brews must have grew a sense of humor, cause you used to be a super thug. We still spitting on that indie bullshit. Legends rhyme says death juts the full clip. We don't miss, we aiming for the heart. Your favorite group that wasn't even a group to start.
Come on. I tried to tell them, but they wasn't trying to listen to me.
Listen to me!
There was no other choice, I had to tell them, give it to me.
Give it to me!
I tried to tell them, but they wasn't trying to listen to me.
Listen to me!
I keep it civil, but right now I wanna kick in your teeth.
Everything you love about rapping, one diss. These internet rappers just beef over dumb shit. We all about the cash, we all about the women. What up, though? You know we can't forget them. But don't you think we saw for 1 minute? We could still break your whole crew off with one sentence. Who made you wanna rap and be independent? It's felt, motherfuckers, if you want it, come and get it.
Who's this? If the new shoe fits, I'll take two kicks. Truth is, without new hits, we all useless. Get used to it, my crew swoop through it like a sewage unit just to produce music. You must be lunatic friends to think that you and your friends could ever screw with a wrench. Got you climbing that aluminum fence. We about to ruin your plans and put these two in your sense.
I tried to tell them, but they wasn't trying to listen to me.
Listen to me!
There was no other choice, I had to tell them, give it to me.
Give it to me!
I tried to tell them, but they wasn't trying to listen to me.
Listen to me!
But right now I wanna kick in your teeth.
We conquered this monster just to fondle it. I put that on my honor in my politics. Honest, it makes me wanna dip to where my mama lives. Ponder my accomplishments in between the ganja. We're way bizarre, we shred the gnar. We're above average, regular. We're one in a million, so run till the children. It's Murphs and Slug, and we back in the building. Illustrated in roar for those that came up before, for those that tangle with lore, for those that gave it to war, for the ones that might have fell off or got lost, and for the ones that never made it across. Belt 3, the final frontier. Forget Christina, should've chose Pam Grier. We're here, and we ain't going nowhere. Take your hands off the steering wheel and throw them in the air.
I tried to tell them, but they wasn't trying to listen to me.
Listen to me!
There was no other choice, I had to tell them, give it to me.
Give it to me!
I tried to tell them, but they wasn't trying to listen to me.
Listen to me!
And that was Protagonist by Felt. Don't even front like you don't love that song. Don't even front. And if you've never heard of it, get on it. Felt 3, a tribute to the great, the beautiful Rosie Perez. Mm-mm-mm. And what's dope is that when each one that they came out with, a tribute to Christina Ricci, a tribute to Lisa Bonet, Rosie Perez, those individual women's like careers, like for just by happenstance, by just whatever, they ended up coming back into the limelight. It was crazy to see that happen. Anyway, Paul's Boutique by the legendary group Beastie Boys is a landmark in the art of sampling, a reinvention of a group that looked like it was heading for a gimmicky early dead end and a harbinger of pop culture obsessions and referential touchstones that would come to define the ensuing decades' postmodern identity as sure as The Simpsons and Quentin Tarantino did. Yeah, feel me on that. It's an album so packed with lyrical and music asides, name drops, and quotations that you could lose an entire day going through its Wikipedia page and looking up all the references, which I did. The Sounds of Science alone redirects you to the entries for Cheech, Wizard, Shea Stadium, Condoms, Robotron, 2084, Galileo, and Jesus Christ. That density, sprawl, and information overload structure was one of the reasons some fans were reluctant to climb on board. But by extending Stinsky's rapid-fire soundbite hip-hop aesthetic over the course of an entire album, the Beastie Boys and the Dust Brothers more than assured that a generally positive first impression would eventually lead to a listener's dedicated, zealous, headlong dive into the record's endlessly quotable deep end. Paul's Boutique did not match the sales of the Beastie Boys' debut album, Licensed to Ill, and Capitol made little effort to promote it. As its popularity grew in the years following, it became recognized as a breakthrough achievement and a classic hip-hop landmark. Its innovative lyrical and sonic style earned the Beastie Boys a position as critical favorites within the hip-hop community. It's sometimes described as the Sgt. Pepper of hip-hop. The album's rankings near the top of many publications' best albums list in disparate genres has given Paul's Boutique critical recognition as a landmark album in hip-hop. And this, one of the best, one of the y'all know what it is. Hey, ladies.
Just
That was Beastie Boys, Hey Ladies. I know you're feeling that. I know you're feeling that shit. All right, we getting there. We getting there, y'all. We are almost through this list. All right, so this next one, Radio, is the debut album of LL Cool J. His aggressive b-boy lyrics explore themes of inner-city culture, teenage promiscuity, and braggadocious raps. Radio belonged to a pivotal moment in hip-hop's culture and history, reflecting the new school and ghetto blaster subculture in the United States during the mid-80s. The album's success contributed to the displacement of the old school with the new school form and to the genre's mainstream success during its period. It was also a career breakthrough for LL Cool J and Rick Rubin. Radio has been recognized by music journalists as one of the first artistically cohesive and commercially successful hip-hop album. LL was just 17 years old when he recorded this classic album. A brash, exuberant celebration of booming beats and b-boy attitude that launched not only the longest career in hip-hop, but also Rick Rubin's seminal Def Jam label. Though they might sound a little squared off to modern ears today, they might sound just outdated. But LL's deft lyrics set new standards for MCs at the time. His clever disses and outrageous but playful boasts still hold up poetically. Although LL himself would go on to more intricate rhyming, it isn't really necessary on such a loud, thumping, adrenaline rush of a record. And, of course, this list, this particular list, would not feel good without this banger right here.
Was wrong, it took a long plus a to create a law, it up.
So, next on this list, well, gonna revisit somebody that I just talked about, LL Cool J once again, with Mama Said Knock You Out. It's the fourth studio album on Def Jam he put out and was primarily produced by the legendary Marley Marl. LL's rhymes and rhythms have developed by leaps and bounds. Mama Said Knock You Out deepens the groove, uplifting the general tone of the proceedings without losing the humorous arrogance that makes James Todd Smith tick. And on this one, LL is as subtle as a bomb. When he goes off, he explodes. To the break of dawn, hurls a stream of insults at MC Hammer, but without the help of Marl, LL would probably not even phase MC Hammer. Marl's scratch mix points up Hammer's musical sloth. Throughout the album, this New York City DJ takes a handful of instrumental samples and shuffles them into something fresh and funky. These dense but always melodic constructions give LL the reinforcement he needs to expand his verbal frame of reference. And with this one, I feel like it wouldn't be right. Like, I was going to go with Mama Said Knock You Out, but I feel like everyone knows that and they are kind of expecting it. So why not just go with the chill approach and let's go with Around the Way Girl.
Extensions in her hair, bamboo earrings, at least two pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in a good mood. She can walk with a switch and talk with street slang. I love it when a woman ain't scared to do a thing. Standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Once she gets pumping, it's hard to make the hottie stop. She likes to dance to the rap jam. She's sweet as brown sugar with candy yams. Honey-coated complexion, using Cabernet. Let's hear it for the girl, she's from around the way. That's why I had to dedicate at least one rhyme to all the cuties in the neighborhood. Cause if I didn't tell you, then another brother would. You're sweet like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. With your rayon silk, or maybe even denim. It really doesn't matter as long as you're in them. You can break cards and manipulate minds, or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say and do. Cold flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. You're real independent, so your parents be bugging. But if you ever need a place to stay, come around my way. Bobby Brown button on your sleeve. I tell you, come here, you say meet me halfway. His brother's been popping that yang all day. Around the way, you're like a neighborhood jewel. All the homeboys sweat you, so you're crazy cool. Wear your gold in the summer with your biking shorts. While you're watching all the brothers on the basketball court. Going to the movies with your homegirl's crew. While a businessman in suits be hawking you. Baby hair pumping, lip gloss is shining. I think you're in the mood for whining and dining. So we can go out and eat somewhere. We got a lot of private jokes to share. Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee, I love you. You're from around the way.
Yeah.
All right, and that was Around the Way, Girl. That was Around the Way, Girl. Okay, we almost there. Now, this next one, pretty sure no one would see this coming. But, well, anything on this list you probably didn't see coming. But 3 years, 5 months, and 2 days in the life of is the debut album by hip-hop group Arrested Development. God damn right. It was released in March of 1992. The album's chart success was the beginning of the popularization of Southern hip-hop. 3 years, 5 months, and 2 days in the life of stood in the stark contrast to the gangster rap that ruled hip-hop charts in 1992, like Dr. Dre's The Chronic. And it's focused on spirituality, peace, and love. The album's title refers to the length of time it took Arrested Development to get a record contract. It was seemed to be heralded as a shining new era in alternative rap, when audiences and critics of all colors could agree on the music's importance. Its positive messages were the chief selling point for many rock critics, and it's filled with pleas for black unity and brotherly compassion, as well as devotion to the struggle for equality. All of that is grounded in a simple, upbeat spirituality that also results in tributes to the homeless. Hit Mr. Wendell, for example. Black women of all shapes and sizes and the natural world. It's determinedly down to earth, and that aesthetic informs the group's music as well. Their sound is a laid-back southern fried groove improved by rural blues, African percussion, funk, and melodic R&B. All of it comes together on the classic single Tennessee, which takes the lead rapper's speech on a spiritual quest to reclaim his heritage in a South still haunted by its history. It helped Arrested Development become the first rap group to win a Grammy for Best New Artist and to top numerous year-end critical polls. In hindsight, there's a distinct political correctness, even naivete, in the lyrics, which places the record firmly in the early 90s. It's also a bit self-consciously profound at times, lacking the playfulness of peers like the Native Tongues. Nonetheless, 3 years was a major influence on a new breed of alternative Southern hip-hop, including Goody Mob, Outkast, and Nappy Roots, and it still stands as one of the best albums of its kind.
Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing dress. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. My guiding force of truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee. Tell me to break out of the country and into more countries. Fast eyes burn into rhythms. Where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the roads my forefathers walked. Climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came. My family tree, my family name. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Razadon and Baba, they went down to PV. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes.
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. By brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment.
said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth, and he was there to quench my thirst, but I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason, it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
Take me to
here we are at the final track, the final. Ending this list for the week comes from the GOAT, Jay-Z, and his 2002 classic, The Blueprint 2, The Gift and the Curse. It's a sequel to the album that dropped a year prior, and it debuted at number one on the Billboard chart, selling over 545,000 copies in its first week. Production on the album was handled primarily by Just Blaze and Kanye West, both of whom had recently established themselves as both one of hip-hop's most celebrated producers due to the success of Blueprint, while other producers include Neptunes, Timbaland, No ID, Digga, Charlamagne, Not the God, Big Chuck, Dr. Drake, Jimmy Kendrick, Heavy D, and Nephew. Unlike The Blueprint, which was almost void of guest appearances, The Blueprint 2 features many featured guests, even out-of-genre artists that include Lenny Kravitz and Sean Paul. Other features would include Dr. Dre, Rakim, Beyonce, Faith Evans, Beanie Siegel, and Scarface. Though the album has no strict concept, the album contains two discs entitled The Gift, the first one. Features mainstream pop-oriented music. The second one, entitled The Curse, contains dark, emotional, and bravado street songs, such as the dark-toned retelling of Meet the Parents, the emotional substance of escaping the dangerous ghetto in somehow, some way, Nas diss Blueprint 2, and the bravado Nigga Please. This album is pure confidence, not only on his skill, but that he is in fact the best rapper in the game. And I feel like to end this podcast, the best way would be to play the classic, incredible, featuring Dr. Dre, Rakim, and Truth Hurts. Here's The Watcher 2.
Yeah. Should I do for a living, nigga? Should I eat for a living, nigga? Should I live for a living, nigga? Watch! Okay. Let's do this. Watch. Things just ain't the same for gangsters, but I'm a little too famous to shoot these pranksters. All of these rap singers claiming they bangers, doing all sorts of twisted shit with they fingers. Watch. Disrespecting the game, no home training the manners. I was doing this shit when you was shitting Pampers. Watch. I was moving them grams for you, knew what a hand that hand was. Ducking the vans, radars, and scanners. For you knew what hard white and tan was. I was hitting the turnpike, I ate with the bammers. I was nice with my hands, cause I ate with them hammers. I was pricking my finger for you, knew what a fan was. I had it laid out for you, knew what the plan was. 300 mil later, now you understand us. Y'all ain't see us coming
Vegas, you ever seen so much sham bust in one night? Grand fucked up one fight. I was on a Peter Pan bus. You was putting Peter Pan up in your room. Y'all fucking with whom? Allow me to be taught. You cowards is just now learning the shit that we taught. You niggas ain't know about a ride report. By a high-speed Porsche, i.e., you niggas ain't know how to floss too. I came through the door like Eric B. for prayers. Respect me in this bitch. You can't disrespect us because you got a little check cut. You was sucking for so long, fucking your little neck up. Now you're too big for your britches. You got a few little bitches you think you have, but you just ridiculous. I blew breath for you midges. I gave life to the game. It's only right. I got the right to be king. Niggas that got life really like what I sing. Because they know it's really like. Niggas feel my pain. Know the shit I don't write be the illest shit that's ever been recited in a game. Word to the hyphen in my name. J-A-Y-Hoffa. The past, present, nigga, the future, proper. The holy trinity and hip-hop is us. We give Dre his props, but that's where it stops. It's the rock.
I know you got your eyes on me.
Top of the game, still dropping flames, still cocking aim, still at the top, had the rock for the fame. Over setbacks, it's been a lot since I came. You seen it all, how I got, how I gained the momentum when it dropped, how I got through the pain. When I rolled a shot, they watched me reclaim the streets. They made a special spot for my name, Dre. Haters wanna stop to my reign, but the music lives in me, every drop in my veins. The pride and the pain, all the way back from the rise of my name. See the world clear through the eyes of the main. See the world cheer for the rhymes that I gave. When the beat bangs, it'll drive them insane. The odds that I played, the best to emerge in the game is the watcher.
I know you got your eyes.
My brain contains graphic things. It turned traumatic teens into addicts and fiends. It's like watching a movie through a panoramic screen, which means I can see the whole planet in the scene. Cash is the topic, the object of fat a pocket. Some take the crack and chop it, but those that haven't gotta take a way to add a profit. It's catastrophic. I take the gat and cock it, and I sit back and watch it. These New York streets is ugly. I keep it gully. The world is mine and can't nobody keep it from me. Yo, my neighborhood is never sunny. In a place where the number one cause of death is money. You could try coping. I seen enough shit to leave your frame of mind broken. I'm still alive and scoping. Been another 100 years till my sky's closing. And I'ma die with my eyes open. The watcher, the watcher, the watcher.
I know you got your eyes on me. I feel you watching me. But it ain't hard to see that you can't see me. You try.
Watcher from Jay-Z's Blueprint 2. Man, that's such a great fucking track. I still feel like Rakim killed that shit, even though Jay-Z like murdered the track. But I think arguably Rakim had one of the best tracks on there. I mean, Rakim is hands down one of the, you know what, I'm not even going to get into that right now, but thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I know that this was a long one, but hey, this list is incredible, and this list is something that every single person needs to hear. These are all albums that need to be in your whatever you're listening to, whatever streaming device you have. But also, more importantly, these are albums that you need to own. And these are albums that can be passed on to other people to let them know about what hip-hop is. The best albums to listen to really understand and get the groove of hip-hop. That's why I chose to go from not only just mainstream, but to, you know, indies. I wanted to have all representation on this because this is something that you all need to feel, something that you all need to vibe with. So thank you again for listening. Follow me on Instagram, Reckless Effect. Follow me on Twitter, The Rex Effect. Keep your comments and emails and stuff coming through TheRecklessEffect@gmail.com. Just hit me up. I love this shit. And in a couple days, my next podcast is going to come out and might have some special shit going on. So hit me up. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll see y'all next time. Peace.